The French cinema star Anouk Ame was considered one of the most alluring women on film. She was in more than 70 films before her retirement and was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress for her performance in the 1966 movie A Man and a Woman. She died at the age of 92 yesterday. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
When it comes to iconic French screen stars, Anouk Aimé was more reserved than, say, Brigitte Bardot, says Laure Astorien, an assistant professor at Bentley University and author of a new book about French film.
Where Bardot was all sunshine, bikinis, and that kind of film, Anouk Aimé was known for her mysterious aura, her dark hair and eyes. There's a lot of emotion, but it's contained.
Even when Aimé starred as a playful, seductive cabaret singer in a seaside town, she's got a kind of sophistication. The film was Lola by French New Wave director Jacques Demy.
Hola, Cécile. Je t'embrasse, je suis trop contente.
Anouk Aimé was born Nicole Françoise Florence Dreyfus in Paris in 1932. Her family was Jewish. When German troops occupied the city, her family sent her to the countryside to keep her safe. She also changed her name. When she was a teenager, she took Anouk from one of the first movie characters she played. Astorien says it was screenwriter and poet Jacques Prévert who gave her the name Aimé.
He's the one who told her that, you know, Anouk isn't enough. When you're 40, you can't just say my name is Anouk. You need a surname. And he gave her Aimé, which means loved. He said it was because everyone loved her.
Anouk Aimé says she learned the most about acting from Federico Fellini. She starred in his movies La Dolce Vita and Eight and a Half. She said he taught her not to take herself too seriously and to listen. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.